Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. After 5 years in a Russian prison, American Paul Whelan has made a Christmas Day appeal for President Biden to get him home. Whelan tells WTOP he feels like his life is continuously in danger.
The place is a zoo. People carry knives. They use stimulants. There are fights.
Egypt reportedly has put another Gaza ceasefire proposal on the table. CBS's Linda Gradstein.
Israel has no issue with the first stage of the Egyptian plan, a two-week halt in fighting in exchange for the release of 40 hostages. But the next stage calls for a joint government of Hamas and the Palestinian Authority's Fatah to pave the way for Palestinian elections and the rebuilding of Gaza.
In Ocala, Florida, there's now a $5,000 reward as police try to track down the man who shot and killed someone he knew at a shopping mall. Mayor Ben Marciano.
Our focus now is on conducting a thorough investigation into this incident and apprehending the suspect.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. High temperatures in Wisconsin this Christmas Day are expected to be as much as 20 degrees above normal in some places. 2023 is likely to go down as the 10th warmest year on record in Wisconsin. From New Year's Day through November, meteorologists say every month besides March, April, and July was above average. The National Centers for Environmental Information says the average temperature in Wisconsin this year is 47.6 degrees. The deaths of two children in Wisconsin are confirmed to be from RSV. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says one child died in northeastern Wisconsin and the other in the southeast. Health officials say RSV cases are on the rise in Wisconsin, especially among children under five. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Barr. If you are giving gifts this Christmas and you just realized you're a present short, you're probably out of luck today. We've learned most retail stores will not open until Tuesday morning. The close for Christmas list is longer than the open, with gas stations like Quick Trip planning to be open, along with some Walgreens locations. If you're thinking about a restaurant for a meal today, some of the big chains will be open, but you'll want to check ahead. A few have limited hours or are only open on Christmas night. Chinese restaurants are open on Christmas. And several new movies are being released today, so theaters will be open. This is all very similar to what we saw at Thanksgiving, with more businesses, including big box and small stores, shutting down on the holiday. Pre-pandemic, you may remember stores stayed open or opened early to give shoppers a first chance at all those holiday sales. I'm Terry Barr.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Packers get the win in Carolina. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The final score, 33-30. Packers were leading by two touchdowns. Rookie Bryce Young, quarterback for the Panthers, brought his team back. Had they put in new plays?
You know, we didn't have these magical new plays. We didn't have these, magical new schemes. We had some new stuff in. But ultimately, we would talk about all year. It's just execution.
The Packers are now 7-8 and still have a chance to make the playoffs. How did Jordan Love perform? Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
I thought Jordan did an outstanding job. We just never quite got into a great rhythm in the second half.
Love is running out of receivers. Christian Watson still dealing with a hamstring injury. Jaden Reed unable to play because of an injured toe. Dontavian Wicks suffered a chest injury after scoring a touchdown.
Christian being out and Jay Reed being out. Guys had to step up. Rome had to step up. Wicks had to step up. Just he's having more opportunities in that role with the guys injured. And obviously with him getting hurt, more guys got to step up.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a warm and wet Christmas day today. Cloudy with rain likely. We could get a quarter inch to a half inch of rain today through tonight. Our high 53 this afternoon. The wind east at 10 to 20. Gusting to 25 to 35 by late this afternoon. Tonight, rain, breezy, 40. Tomorrow, showers continue, 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're tapped in to the issues affecting the valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Earl Ingram Show. In this segment, Earl talks about the spirit of giving and the importance of donating blood. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. The skies are blue. I didn't realize it on my drive in, but it is a sunny day out there.
Yeah, the skies are blue. And, you know, there's a modicum. Well, can I say warmth? I think it's about, you know, 24 degrees, and that's a lot better than the other day when it was, with the wind chill, 2 degrees. But you can actually feel the difference. It's kind of amazing. Sometimes 10 degrees can really make a difference in how you feel. And so, you know, kind of excited about the fact that we're headed towards a balmy 40. And to hang around 44, you know, several days, and at least all the way through the weekend. So I'm really excited about that. Let me ask you, Calvin. We got a lot of stuff to talk about this morning. As usual, it's Wednesday. That means we're going to, you know, have our conversation with Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, as they start wrapping up a year in politics, and what has transpired in that year, and as we look forward to 2024. And I still can't believe that I'm talking about look forward to 2024. Almost a quarter of, you know, 2000s. Is almost gone. And it's just still an amazing thing to me. Let me ask you, Calvin, do you still get excited, man, about the holidays, about Christmas and those kind of things coming up? Are you too old now, or do you still, you know, get excited about those times?
I would say I enjoy the holidays. I don't know if I necessarily get super excited about them. You still got to go to work and whatnot, but yeah, it's a good time, and I look forward to it. It's always a good part of the year.
You know, man, I 844-967-2789 is the number. 844-967-2789. You know, I don't know. I think that we've lost part of what made these holidays so special. And I think a lot of it, and what's tied into it, is the lack of the spiritual aspect of it. And so it's gotten so materialistic that the spiritual aspect of it, peace on earth, goodwill to men, and all those things rarely, if ever, comes up. It is all about gluttony. It is all about what did you get for me? And I think people have kind of lost, you know, the importance of, you know, collectively doing something for mankind. And so, you know, I think the older we get, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. The older we get, the more our perspectives change on this life and what it's about and what it's been about and what the rest of it will be. You know, the older you get, the more you start realizing, you know, the beauty of being alive. And the more you start thinking about and knowing that your days are measured, I think the more you start realizing all those things that we spent our lives chasing really didn't matter, really don't matter. And so I think the older we get, and don't let me do it alone, 844-967-2789. The older we get, the more we start thinking about, especially around these holidays, the past. And, you know, and being with our parents who have long since gone, and our siblings, many who are long since gone. And even the times that we used to spend, you know, in whatever religious persuasion that you follow, if you're still following that. But because since less and less people are engaged or following, you know, any religion at all, you've kind of lost connection with it. And so it just does not mean as much. And, you know, younger people, yes, children, yes. But, you know, the older we get, the more we look at it from a different perspective. 844-967-2789. Let's go to California and David. Good morning to you, David. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for the call. Your thoughts?
Hey, morning, Earl. I wanted to help you out, get away from that depressing talk. You know, days are still getting darker, right? It's up just short of Christmas Day is when they start getting longer.
Let me ask you something.
And you know,
you said that depressing talk. So what have I said that's depressing?
Oh, we were talking about days are numbered and things like that. You know, if you get out and get enough sunshine, you're going to be a little perkier. And, you know, people in radio stations don't often get a lot of sunshine. So I just want to remind you of that.
So I, you know, I'm in the radio station for 2 hours a day. The other 22 are mine. And I'm a guy who's always out and about and involved and engaged in our community. And I'm not ever depressed. So let me rectify and clarify that. I get frustrated sometimes. But, you know, when you look at the holiday and I'm asking the question, I don't know how old you are. But clearly, the holiday to me is not, you know, what I don't look at it through the same prism that I did when I was younger and my children were home. And I look at it from the perspective of every day is a holiday to me because every day I'm out making a difference in somebody's life. And that's kind of what this is supposed to be about, right?
Well, sure, yeah. Yeah, and as a matter of fact, you know, I've got an injured knee, so tend to sit on radio talk shows more than, you know, going out scaling mountains. But trying to do public good, I try to, you know, Paul Revere would go riding through the town, British are coming, British are coming. And there were people that rolled over and went back to bed.
Yeah, he was a warning.
And there were people that got, he warned them, but it was up to them to make their decision about what they were going to do. But if you don't warn them, then nobody has the advance notice, and they get snuck up on. So radio call-in shows to me are methods of doing Paul Revere.
And, let me tell you where I'm going with this. You caught me in the first basically 10 minutes of the show. As I move on with this show, I'm going to be asking the questions, why only 4% of the American people donate blood? You know, we're at a point where you want to do something to make a difference in the lives of other people, man. You don't have to be Paul Revere. You know, you can, there are incremental things that you can do, and I'm going to be talking about them, that will change your life. And that's serving other people. And you don't have to wait for the holiday to do that. Every day can be a holiday if you understand the importance of serving mankind.
Sure. Well, is it really only 4% donate blood?
Look it up. 4% of the American people donate blood. And I don't know, you know, 6 months or so ago, I tried to create a blood donation drive through our radio stations. It didn't go well. The desire and need for blood never goes away. And yet, I just want to ask the question, why Americans won't donate blood? What is their fear of donating blood? And I'm going to step it up even deeper and talk about organ donations. I'm a guy who's donating everything. What purpose does it serve me after I'm gone? But it certainly can make a difference in the lives of other people, man. I don't know why we can't see the world through that, you know, prism.
Well, you're right about donating blood being important. My dad used to, he got me into donating, and I think he had given, I don't know, they gave him, he was in the gallons for how much he had donated in the past. And I'm wondering, you know, if you look at these MAGA people for the last 5-10 years, they claim to be, they're basically Nazis, master race, Klansmen, master race, all this sort of junk. And donating blood kind of proves that this master race theory is totally hokum.
Well, you know, I don't think you know, it doesn't matter what your religion, national origin, or race is, or religious persuasion is. Everybody can donate blood, and they don't ask you if any of those other things. We've got to take a short respite when we come back. Mary, it's good to see you. 844-967-2789. We're going to continue the conversation on the other side. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wherever you're going this holiday weekend, just go get that Civic Media app. That way, when Weird Uncle Joe starts spouting off about some nonsense, when Aunt Donna says some things that you just cannot abide, just pop in those earbuds, go find Civic Media. But better than that, tell all your friends and family that they too can become enlightened through the Civic Media radio network.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alma Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power. Our veterans.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to the best of the Earl Ingram Show. In this segment, Earl talks about the hope that blood and organ donations provide. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number as the holidays approach. You know, I mean, does it lift your spirits? And if not, why? And if so, why? It's, you know, and I think that, you know, the holiday is one day. If you want your spirits lifted, you can do it every, it can be lifted every day. So many things that can be done to change the trajectory of somebody else's life. I always believe that just a kind word is enough. Somebody's struggling. You don't need it to be Christmas in order to make that happen. Hey, let's go to Mary from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you? You are one of the 1,000 points of light that George Bush was talking about.
Yeah, Earl, thanks for this discussion. And, regarding, you know, thinking about life, you know, from young on, we think about philosophy and what in the heck is life about? And at my stage of the game, and I've got a few years on you, you know, I come to a strong conclusion that what life is about is taking care of one another and their need. And sometimes our need is there, and we have to be willing to accept somebody else's support. And I'm convinced of that. And then on the subject of blood and organ donations, because we have such a low level of donations here, people's willing to donate. One of the Scandinavian countries did a survey on, or they did some research on altruism and people's willingness to give. And, you know, our focus here in the West is so much on capitalism and consumerism that I think that accounts for our low willingness for blood donations. And so the thing that they used, you know, to find out where people were at, where they asked people, are you willing to donate blood, you know, to determine those who were and those who weren't? And that said a lot about altruism.
You know, Mary.
Caring for one another.
You know, Mary, and a part of what we are and what we believe in our nation is individualism, rugged individualism. And so it's, I'm on this planet myself, and I'm going to do for myself. And, you know, the rest of the people be damned. And I think that part of America is not good. And because other nations don't look at it from that perspective. And I don't really get it. Because at some point in time, all of us, all, are going to, or one of our loved ones, are going to need blood donated. All of us. I don't care if it's your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, your child, you and me. We're gonna need somebody's else's blood to help us through. So I just have never understood, you know, I'm going to be donating blood every time my cycle comes up, I donate blood. You don't do that for a pat on the back. You do it because you know it is necessary, right? It's a necessary reality for being human beings that you want to do something to help another fellow human being. And donating blood, to me, is one of the easiest things because it replenishes itself. Hey, Mary, thank you very much for the call, as always, my friend. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ.
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. And, yes, I have hope myself. For this to be a better world, better country. And so I like listening to these talks. A quick thing about donation. My mom jokingly said she donated a kidney. She was a match for my dad. And she said, if it took us 50 years to find something we had in common. And, you know, God bless her, because she taught me, I think, you know, to get that donor stamp, to sign that, because I love watching videos, too, where I just saw one the other day where a couple was getting married, and the mother donated, lost a son, and the son donated a kidney, and at this woman's wedding was the person that got her son's heart.
You know, CJ,
showed up at their wedding.
You know, CJ,
and that was a beautiful thing.
You know, CJ, this story, a Kentucky baby girl who died in January is living through the boy. And this is what precipitated me having this conversation. Is living through the boy she donated a heart to. And her mother was finally able to meet the boy and listen to his heartbeat earlier this year. Denise and Johnny Bargo live in Corbin, Kentucky, about 90 miles southeast of Lexington. Their daughter, Lena Skype Bargo, died on January 17th, nearly a year and a half. It was nearly a year, 1.5 years old. Surgeons had previously given her a shunt to redirect fluid from her brain. It ruptured, eventually causing her death. She went to sleep and never woke up. And her mother, Denise, who adopted the baby from a family member, after her son, Cody Taylor, suggested she make Lena an organ donor. Her kidneys went to a 44-year-old man. Her liver went to an 8-year-old baby girl. And her heart went to Mark Close Jr., who was 15 months old at the time. That's what I'm talking about, man. You can't take any of those things with you when the evil consequences of time catch up with us. So why wouldn't you donate it? And I think that part of the reason why we don't donate it is myths and misinformation. And so what this mother did with her daughter gives her daughter a chance to live forever. Thank you, CJ. I appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Your thoughts will return.
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Doctors are warning people not to overuse antibiotics this cold and flu season. Dr. Ken Redcross is a personal health consultant. He says antibiotics work by attaching to cell walls. Since there are no cell walls on viruses, antibiotics are ineffective against flu and the common cold. Governor Evers says he agrees with the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling Friday calling for new legislative district boundaries. The Democratic governor says in a statement that the Republican-controlled legislature has gerrymandered itself into partisan majorities for more than a decade. On the other hand, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says liberal justices prejudged the case and calls Friday's ruling a sad day. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Barr. If you're looking for a job in the new year, employers will be hiring, but for some specific positions. A new U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics survey shows education has the most job openings, but the hospitality industry is a very close second. Those numbers haven't changed much in the last year, with many bars and restaurants still hanging up help wanted signs. Meantime, some Wisconsin restaurant owners are finding a way to combat the lack of employees by bringing in robots. You can currently find robots in action at restaurants in Wauwatosa, Sun Prairie, and soon Green Bay. The owners of these particular businesses say the robots are programmed by GPS, so can only run specific routes, typically delivering food and then cleaning up after the meal. But Wisconsin Restaurant Association President Christine Hilmer calls the robots not a one-size-fits-all solution and says people still make better employees. I'm Terry Barr.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Packers get the win in Carolina. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The final score, 33-30. Packers were leading by two touchdowns. Rookie Bryce Young, quarterback for the Panthers, brought his team back. Had they put in new plays?
You know, we didn't have these magical new plays. We didn't have these, magical new schemes. We had some new stuff in. But ultimately, we've been talking about all year. It's just execution.
The Packers are now 7-8 and still have a chance to make the playoffs. How did Jordan Love perform? Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
I thought Jordan did an outstanding job. We just never quite got into a great rhythm in the second half.
Love is running out of receivers. Christian Watson still dealing with a hamstring injury. Jaden Reed unable to play because of an injured toe. Dontavian Wicks suffered a chest injury after scoring a touchdown.
Christian being out and Jay Reed being out. Guys had to step up. Rome had to step up. Wicks had to step up. Just he's having more opportunities in that role with the guys injured. And obviously with him getting hurt, more guys got to step up.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
It is going to be a warm and wet Christmas day today, cloudy with rain likely. We could get a quarter inch to a half inch of rain today through tonight. Our high 53 this afternoon, the wind east at 10 to 20, gusting to 25 to 35 by late this afternoon. Tonight, rain, breezy, 40. Tomorrow, showers continue. 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit bugtussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're tuned in to the Best of the Earl Ingram Show. In this segment, Earl talks about the important role that a foster parent can serve and other uplifting stories. Thank you for listening. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Everywhere.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I want to start a new segment that I want to do at least once a week. And so certainly across this state, there are good deeds that are being done. And I want to share them throughout the state, throughout all of the radio stations of civic media that we are a part of. And I want to make sure that people get to feel the goodness that's still around in people. Everybody is not an ogre. And there are people who are doing great deeds, and I think they need to be captured. And so, Calvin, what's the best way for people to contact us if they have a story or something that I'd love to be able to tell over the airways? I don't know what would be the best way.
Well, you can always call the call-in number. I'm on the board from 8 to noon and then on the board again from 2 to 4, and I can always get the information to you. Besides that, I know we have an email. Give me one second. I can find it.
Yeah. So that's what I'm going to be doing, and Calvin and I, is we're going to bring in some great stories, the human side of things that sometimes gets lost and all the other things that we're dealing with. Here's one. I'm a treatment foster parent. My wife and I have been treatment foster parents for over 20 years now. And so here's a story. For some children in foster care, turning 18 without being adopted is a worst case scenario. Such was the case for Roman Ballesteros, who was one day shy of his 18th birthday when he was finally adopted by a family he'd met as a preteen. The couple, Brad and Renee Ballesteros, officially made him a part of their family this past Tuesday at the Clay County Historic Courthouse, about 40 miles southwest of the city of Jacksonville, Florida. Although his adoption was confirmed by Taylor County, Florida on Zoom, they wanted to give the teenager a real in-person experience at a courthouse close to them in Clay County. We wanted to kind of set up that environment so that it felt more monumentous to him than just kind of sitting in our house on Zoom in the kitchen. So there's just a plethora of children who are waiting for somebody to care, somebody to make them feel whole, somebody to open their arms and welcome them and say, hey, you deserve a shot at life, and we're going to give it to you. And this family, the Ballesteros, have done just that for this young man who's soon to be 18 years old. And the reason it's so important that they did it is because once you turn 18 years old, you age out of foster care. It doesn't matter how long you've been in foster care, you will age out. And then it's basically casting you to the wolves and saying, you know, we've done all we can as the government for you. You're now on your own. And it's a cold, cold world for somebody who doesn't have family and who has been supported by the foster care system. And that's all they've known. And now once they turn 18 years old, they're cast out on their own. So, man, kudos to this family who saw this and knew this is a young man they had in their care many years before when he was a young preteen, and they had never forgotten. And even though he's turning 18 years old, they brought him into their home and said, you are going to be a part of our family. I mean, I'm going to, you know, give them an applause because this family is not, you know, from a different planet. They're not superhuman beings. They're just like you and I. And they had this in their hearts. And I'm always going to be a person who's going to fight for and speak for foster children and special needs children and all of those children that we kind of forget as a society, who through no fault of their own wind up in a system that they didn't get a chance to pick the families that they had. And so now they live their lives in a difficult way, hoping and praying that somebody would step forward and give them what all of us deserve, and that's a family. I couldn't begin to imagine what it would be like to not have a family to call your own. Like I said, man, I'm from a family of 13 with a mother and father that were married for 66 years. And whoever and whatever I am is because I had that kind of stability in my life. Well, guess what? There's so many other children out here who are experiencing that exact same thing. And if you can find it in your heart, you know, to make a difference in their lives, you know, I'm always going to support and those and say that it can be done. And what I will tell you is that it changes you. It changes your life. It changes your view on things, right? Especially things. We struggle most of our adult lives trying to acquire things that we can't ever take with us. You know, I was reading a story the other day about a guy had plenty of money. And he passed. And Calvin, they buried him in a gold-plated coffin. Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, I heard you.
Hey, a gold-plated coffin. And I don't believe that whether or not the coffin was gold-plated or it was a wooden box, the contents of what's in that box or the gold-plated coffin is the same. It is the remains. But, you know, when we look at things from the perspective of he who has the most gold in the end wins, then people get buried in gold coffins. Let me go to this one. There's another great story that I think people should know about. Young boy in Hillsborough County called the sheriff. And he's an 8-year-old boy, and he called 911. And he called 911. You want to know why he called 911, Calvin?
Why is that?
8-year-old boy, he needed a hug. He was bereft of the kind of love that an 8-year-old child should automatically have. He was not getting it from where he was. Can you imagine an 8-year-old boy picking up a phone and calling 911 because he needed a hug? Now, you may say, hey, you know, you can't call 911. That's a waste of. But it's the fact that a young child like that was not getting that from where he was. And the fact that the law enforcement officer came, Calvin, gave the young boy a hug and said to him, explained to him what, you know, 911 is for. The young boy said he understood. but he needed a hug at that point in time. That doesn't sound like much, but that tells a story. It tells a major story of the human condition and what we need to do as human beings to connect with other human beings. We sometimes don't realize what others are going through, but sometimes all it takes, as I always say, is a kind word and a hug, and you can change the trajectory of a person's life. And that certainly took place in that young boy's life. I want to talk about this story. And this is one. Now I'll hold that for a second. Here's a mom and a daughter who are both battling cancer. And I don't know. I happen to be one of those who believe that all of us at some point in our lives are going to have to deal with cancer in some form. Some way, shape, or form, we all going to have to deal with cancer, whether it's in the latter years of our lives or if, you know, it occurs, unfortunately, for people, in the younger years of their life. I think all of us, not one of us, don't know a loved one, somebody, uncle, cousin, niece, nephew, brother, sister, mother, father, child, who has not had to deal with the scourges of cancer. Here's a story of a mom who was battling cancer. And she also, a 26-year-old woman in Washington, D.C., is rejoicing with her mom that the 26-year-old daughter who had been battling cancer, her mother's cancer, all of a sudden found out that she had cancer. And the both of them together, through many prayers and people praying for them, are both in remission. At the same time, the remission happened for both of them. Danielle Draper was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma in 2022 after she tried to become a stem cell donor for her mom, Kristen Draper. Kristen had been diagnosed with myelofibrosis, a rare blood cancer, the year before. As part of the donor process, Danielle had to get a chest x-ray done. The nurse said, "We've never had anyone have a problem. It's just a formality," said Danielle. So we took the chest x-ray, and then the doctor came in with this very serious look on his face, and he found out that the daughter had the same cancer that the mom had. The scan identified a large mass near her heart, which was later found to be a tumor. Not only did he rule her out as a potential donor for her mother, but she also had to share the devastating news about her own health. The look on her face, it was just harrowing, said Danielle, referring to the moment she told her mom, "I never want to see that look on her face again." We'll continue the great stories on the other side. 844-967-2789. As I said, we want you to be able to call us and let us know great stories around the state, and we'll share them.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability.
I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Have yourself a merry little
Christmas. Thank you for tuning in to the Best of the Earl Ingram Show. In the last segment, Earl discusses the emotional story of a father enduring for his daughter. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are.
All right, welcome back. Last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show, Monday edition of the Earl Ingram Show at 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM, the Shaw Studios. Talking about just some good stories, you know, some real heartfelt stories of people overcoming, you know, it's that time of the year. And again, if you have some stories that you think, should be told, let us know. 844-967-2789, and I will make sure that we will broadcast that across the airways. Here's another story. A teenager in Alabama was chosen as a high school's homecoming queen. But it was her father who won every heart in the stadium as he escorted her in the midst of battling a debilitating form of cancer. I was holding him as tight as I could, said 17-year-old Sakati Yancey. Every 10 steps, I would look over and I was like, are you okay? Can you make it? Do I need to get somebody to come get you? Her father, Brett Yancey, has stage 4 metastatic esophageal cancer. He requires an oxygen tank and just days before had experienced a seizure and leg paralysis. But when he found out Sereka, his youngest daughter, had been nominated for homecoming queen, he was determined to walk her across the football field for the ceremony. Just like all other dads. You know, the human spirit is unmatched. And it's amazing that we have this great human spirit. But sometimes many of us don't even realize we have it. And we go through our entire lives without, you know, realizing that gift. This man, he wanted to prove that he was going to stand up for her and prove that I had the character to show that I was going to be her backbone, said Brett, 47. During that moment, I was having to tell each leg, we'll take one foot in front of the other and walk. And it was frustrating and scary. But you know what? He made it across that football field with his daughter. after having his legs basically shut down. He wanted to show how much he loved his daughter. And in spite of all of his maladies, it wasn't about him. You know, he clearly is facing a life and death illness. But the human spirit that dwells in each and every one of us is there in you as well. Part of the reason why I want to do these kinds of stories, especially during this holiday season, is so people really understand, you know, what this time of the year is really about. And it shouldn't just be this time of the year. It's something that we have the capacity to do every day. Make a difference in somebody else's life. These stories that I just got through talking about is only a snippet of the stories that are out there. And in times like these, we need to be uplifted and to realize that all is not lost. We haven't all completely lost our minds, and that there are some of us, not really all of us, who really have the capabilities of changing and transforming other people's lives. And sometimes I hope that what comes out of what we're going to be doing with these stories is uplifting you. Maybe in your life, you know, you may be at a point where, you know, you need to be uplifted. And so, I, you know, through this radio station, across all of these vast radio networks that are called Civic Media, we'll mobilize these stories, and we will give you a respite, if only for a moment. So thank everybody who took the time out to listen. Thank you, Calvin, as always. I don't know where the time went, but thank all of you. And it's time for the season, and we're going to be doing that more and more and more. Thank you all. Up next, Jane Metinier, sitting in for Christian Bry. And
Craig Bach as well on Asgo's, Wisconsin.
Asgo's, Wisconsin. All right. See you guys later.
A merry little Christmas.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown
and all of Wisconsin.
93.5, The Tap. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Did you know there's an actual candy cane lane in Wisconsin? It's only real during the holidays, but one Milwaukee area neighborhood has been sharing its holiday cheer for close to 40 years. 300 residents along West Oklahoma Avenue in West Dallas decorated to be part of Candy Cane Lane this year, free to drive through and enjoy. But since 1984, $3 million in donations have been raised and given to the MAC Fund to fight cancer. I'm Terry Barr. From all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. If you're in certain parts of the Northern Plains, you got